WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Trues here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through your phone, just mindlessly consuming content, and then suddenly an hour has vanished? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into the world of technology today, not to demonize it, because, let's face it, tech is amazing. But to explore how we can build healthier relationships with all these digital tools at our fingertips. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your phone, like a notification siren is going off in your head every 5 seconds? Trust me, you're not alone. We live in an age where technology is woven into the fabric of our lives, and while it offers incredible opportunities for connection, learning, and entertainment, it can also become a major distraction and even a source of anxiety. So, how do we navigate this digital jungle without losing ourselves? That's what we're breaking down today with some practical strategies to help you build healthier relationships with technology. Ready to reclaim your time and attention? Let's dive in. 5 key takeaways. First up, mindful tech usage. This isn't about ditching your phone altogether, though sometimes that sounds pretty tempting, right? It's about being more intentional with how you use it. Before you reach for your phone, ask yourself, why am I doing this? What do I hope to gain? Are you truly interested in the content or just scrolling out of habit? Being aware of your motivations can make a huge difference. Next, set boundaries. This means creating specific times and spaces where technology is off limits. For example, dedicate certain hours each day for focused work or quality time with loved ones, without any distractions from your phone. Think about it like this. You wouldn't let your house guests barge in on a private conversation, right? Treat your attention the same way. It deserves to be respected and protected. Tech, detox. You know that feeling when you finally unplug for a few days and feel more relaxed, present, and connected to the world around you? That's the power of a tech detox. Even a short break from social media or constant notifications can do wonders for your mental well-being. Try setting aside a day each week to disconnect completely and see how it feels. Cultivate real-life connections. Remember those face-to-face interactions we used to enjoy? They're still incredibly valuable. Make an effort to spend time with friends and family. Engage in hobbies that don't involve screens, and simply be present in the moment. You might be surprised how much more fulfilling life can feel when you prioritize real connections over digital ones. Finally, choose your tech wisely. Not all apps are created equal. Be mindful of what you download and allow access to your data. Opt for apps that promote well-being, creativity, or learning, rather than those that simply feed your addiction to constant stimulation. Think of it like this. You wouldn't fill your pantry with junk food, right? Treat your digital diet with the same care and intention. Let me share a quick real-world example. Imagine you're at dinner with friends, a beautiful evening, good conversation flowing. But then someone pulls out their phone and starts scrolling through social media. The energy shifts, the conversation stumbles, and everyone feels that awkward disconnect. That's the power of technology when it intrudes on our real-life interactions. By being mindful of our tech usage, we can ensure that these moments stay special and meaningful. So, remember, you are not your phone. Your attention is a precious resource. Treat it with care. Implement these strategies one step at a time, and watch how they transform your relationship with technology from a constant distraction to a powerful tool for connection, growth, and well-being. Ready to take the next step? share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights. Let's create a movement of mindful tech users together. Until next time, keep it real, keep it intentional, and keep on fasting.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.